And just give yourself permission to really just relax. And just close your eyes. And just follow your breath. Just brings your attention inward. And just notice the spaces in between the breaths. And just relax your body even more. And even more. Just relax. And just say good morning to your toes. Wiggle them around. Good morning, toes. I love you. And your ankles. Good morning, ankles. I love you. And just love up to your knees. Good morning, knees. I love you. And up your legs to your hips. Good morning, hips. I love you. And even your stomach. Morning, stomach. I love you. And your back. Good morning, back. I love you. And your chest. I love you. Good morning. And your shoulders. I love you, shoulders. And your arms. I love you, arms. And your neck. I love you, neck. And of course, what we transport around with us, the head. I love you, head. And just notice the shift. When you just bring your attention with love, just a willingness to be all loving. So check and see if you have any body sensations, anything that's been agitating you. And instead of wanting to get rid of that body sensation, could you just right now love it? You just allow yourself to be one with it. Let go of wanting to be separate. Let go of wanting to get rid of it. Just for one moment, just dive right into it. Allow yourself to be one with that body sensation. And just notice the acceptance. And the willingness to just be all loving. And see if there's anything you've been disapproving of this morning. Could you just let go of disapproving of that? Whether it's you or someone else, a situation or event, could you just let go of disapproving? It's just a decision. And could you let go of disapproving even more? And even more. And now can you just give that person or yourself or your ego or situation, just give it approval. It's just a decision to move in a positive direction. Could you just give it a little more approval? And even more. How much approval could you give it? It's up to you. You decide. You decide to be all loving. and to let that love flow out. So right now, could you just let all the love that you have flow out? And just check in, and it's always good to notice when you make these shifts. See how quiet the mind gets when you're the boss, you're in charge. So check and see whatever your intentions were coming to the retreat, goals that you set. See if there's any disapproval there. Can you let go of disapproving of it? And even more, could you just let go of disapproving of it? It's just a decision. And it's up to you. The ego cannot grow arms and legs and lock you in a closet. You are in charge. So now, could you just love it? Since it's up to you, could you just love your intentions? Love your goals. And love wherever you are, with relationship to that goal or intention. Wherever you are is perfect. Could you just love it? And could you let go of wanting to tell a story about it and just love it instead? And now, can you let go of wanting to figure it out? Figuring it out, wanting to figure it out, puts you directly back in touch with the mind, the grand troublemaker. So could you just right now let go of wanting to know the answer, the how-to? And could you just let go of wanting to know even more? Wanting to figure it out, wanting to control. Could you just decide, I'm letting go. I don't need the answer. I have beingness. So could you surrender that goal to beingness, that intention? And could you right now trust in beingness? No matter what the mind says, could you just trust in beingness anyways? And even more, can you just trust? Trust in love. Trust in surrender. And right now, could you just surrender to that? Love and trust. And just allow yourself to be one with love and trust. And even more. And again, just check in, see what you notice. You want to take responsibility for your picture. So let's just bring up a picture. What outcome would you like for your life? Now, if it's just you all alone in your picture, right now, can you bring up a loving picture of having your goal, having your intention, having your outcome? And if the mind tries to draw on your picture, say, I'm the boss. My picture. See yourself having. See yourself free. See yourself unlimited. And what do you notice? And now just surrender that picture to beingness. That's your work. You create the picture. And if the mind comes in and tries to graffiti on your picture, you erase it. You're the boss. So just surrender that picture to beingness, to love, to trust, to the infinite being that you are. And could it get any better? Could you let go and find out? Just notice how peaceful it is. Now, I heard many people point out that it's very easy to be peaceful in this setting with this group. And it may not be so easy once we get down that dirt road. So let's bring up what the mind says about your trip home. Bring it up. What does your mind tell you is going to happen? People are going to be rude, pushing, shoving. Just allow yourself to be pushed and shoved right now without trying to avoid it. Just see yourself right there among the worst case scenario your mind can create. And just allow yourself to surrender to it. Let go of wanting to avoid it, to be separate from it, to judge it, to tell a story about it. Just be with it. And just love it and be one with it. And what do you notice? And now we're at the airport. Flight might be delayed. Just be with it. Be with the possibility of that, without wanting to get rid of it. And just allow yourself to surrender to it. And now let's fast forward to being home, where we knew we'd have a million goddess, but guess what? Now we have 2 million goddess. Be with it. Let go of wanting to stress about it or tell a story or feel victimized by it. And just let all those goddess be there. And just allow yourself to surrender and be one with whatever the mind's telling you about it. And love it. Allow yourself to love it. Allow yourself to be all loving no matter what. No matter what the mind says, no matter what your mother says, no matter what. Could you be all loving anyways? See, you take this retreat with you. Wherever you go, you take this community with you, you take this love with you, you take this joy with you. You just remember who you are. So just like last night when we were in a circle, just bring up the image of that circle last night. And Lester being with us, supporting us, loving us. And can you love that memory from last night and allow yourself to be one with it? And even more. The ego will even corrupt our memories, so be wise to the ego. You know what happened. You know who you are. Don't let the ego tell you something different. So right now, see yourself in the highest light. Let go of being a body. Let go of being a persona. Let go of being a feeling or a problem. And just allow yourself to be that highest light that you are. And could you allow that to expand? And even more, could you just surrender to that? See, that's your natural state. It's pretty easy to notice the difference, the ego version versus the real you. So right now, could you just love that poor little ego? Could you just embrace it with compassion and love? And allow yourself to be one with it. Let go of wanting to be separate from it. Let go of wanting to blame it or call it names. Just allow yourself to be one with the ego. As Jesus said, forgive them, they know not what they do. Could you just forgive the ego? And just love it. And love the practice it gives you. The reminder who you really are. And just allow yourself to be one with that. And even more, could you just allow yourself to be one with that love? And just notice that light body, that feeling of floating. Could you just surrender to the feeling of floating? And see, you can be anywhere. And know who you are. So again, just take responsibility. All it takes is 1 minute and the mind can get us down the chute of ag flap. Just immediately let go of disapproving of that. Let go of wanting to be separate from that. And just simply surrender to it. Allow yourself to be one. Surrendering doesn't mean defeat. It just means to let go of fighting. Let go of resisting. So right now, could you just put your guns down. Put your bags down. Let go of any resistance. And just be one with yourself, with beingness. And just notice what you're experiencing. So while we're in this high place, could we just send love to the world? Just open up your heart. And just love out. Love out to the whole world. Just be all giving, all loving.